Shad and Carly.
It was a massive episode last night. Love Island. We saw Taylor and Grant are crowned the winners. I feel like everyone that was in the finale was a winner last night. They all walked away with love. But they join us now. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Hey, how are you going?
Good. I'm so excited. I was hooked on this show. I have so much to debrief with you guys. First of all, let's start with Erin and Eden and those rumors that they knew each other before the show. What do you guys reckon?
This is the first we kind of heard of this was today, obviously. And look, you never know. We can't say yes or no. That's kind of their place to do that. But we do think that no matter what, they did have a connection in that house, and whether they knew each other before or not, that's not really what defines them in the house. It was the fact that they were in love. So we wish them all the best.
Well, it's funny you say you wish them all the best, because I don't know if you've had a chance to watch the finale back, but when you guys got crowned the winners, there was some sassy looks thrown your way from Erin and Eden.
We've seen that.
We've seen it. We've been pissing ourselves laughing. It wouldn't have been a typical Erin and Eden moment if there weren't some facial expressions, put it that way.
Well, obviously, you, Grant, have had your battles with Eden. You walked away from the show, you know, with a lot of tension. Have you managed to clear the air since you've left the villa?
Yeah, no, we have. You know, inside there, it's a very intense situation. And, you know, I believe me and him have very similar personalities. That's why we clashed. Now that this is all over, I had a chat to him today, and you know, it was great to see that he's happy. Obviously, him and Erin are going really well, and me and Taylor are going good. And, you know, like Taylor said, I wish him all the best. And, yeah, I do believe that them two are going to be a real great couple outside of the villa.
Now, Taylor, we actually have a bit of a connection. You actually were working at a station called Triple Z FM before you went into the house. That's where I got my start in radio. Will you be taking your job back up in Lismore?
Oh, my God, no. I don't think I will be heading back to Lismore. We're heading to Sydney next. But that's so amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, Sydney will be interesting for you both. So how's that going to work? Are you going to move in straight away together or...?
Yeah, look, I think it would be going in a bit of a back step if we didn't. We've been living together for the last 6 weeks and we're just really excited to get over there, and I'm sure the apartment hunting will be a big bickering mess, but we'll get there eventually.
So you guys are obviously going to stay a couple. That's lovely on the back end of the show, but I don't want to throw any spanner in the works of you now. New and lovely relationship, but I have noticed looking here at Taylor's Instagram after you guys won and you've put your post up saying, I can't wait to have a very non-crap future with you. You tagged Love Island AU, but you didn't tag Grant.
Yeah,
We didn't actually get to do that. I don't even have my phone back for me yet, mate. Honestly, I'm like craving social media, my phone, everything. I got my first phone call to my parents this afternoon, so I know as soon as I get it back, don't worry, I'll be fixing it and deleting all the photos.
I'll keep an eye on that, Grant.
Grant, I don't know, because you guys haven't had your phones or anything, there was a pretty explosive claim made that you actually have a girlfriend on the outside. What's going on with that?
We obviously that came out of the challenge. I've told Taylor in the past that, you know, I did have a fling with someone before the show, and that it wasn't a serious commitment, and coming into the challenge that come up, and she already previously knew that, so that's as far as it went from there.
Okay. Well, guys, I wish you all the best in your journey going forward, and can't wait to see you guys on Instagram promoting some sort of tooth whitening products in the future.
Oh, my gosh, and don't worry, I'll make sure I tag Grant.
Yeah, make sure. Also, remember when you come back to Australia, not everyone has rocking rigs like you guys,
right? Yeah, so. But you guys have been awesome to watch.
They're going downhill. We've gotten out and we just stocked up on food.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys. Thanks so much.
No worries. Bye.